You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles With Podcast. Listen, it's Christmas time, but I got a little bit of a Grinch story for you guys.
Tell me.
So, there was a reptile show, and there were a couple that was going around and stealing fucking reptiles.
Yes, there was. There was.
Dude, can you guys guess how many reptiles they stole?
In total?
20. Yeah.
Or succeeded?
Well, just in total. How many they
20.
I'll say 35.
Final answer.
Okay,
35,
so,
final answer.
Wait, wait. Is that the actual number? Do you have it?
Oh, no.
Okay. We got our producer back there doing a guess. I don't know the actual number, but I was going to be dramatic and say 20.
That's crazy.
It was a lot of animals.
Yeah.
Because just off the top of my head, I know that there was a sulcata, a corn snake, a leopard gecko. A different kind of gecko. That's at least five. But there was more in the bag. They had a tote bag pretty much full of animals.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But was it stolen if they didn't succeed?
Well, they were walking out and they got caught.
Okay.
Yeah, they got caught through a camera.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so pretty much SoFlo Reptiles, they have a whole bunch of cameras set up in their booth, and they have somebody watching those cameras. They got a whole setup.
Dang.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they were like, there's an animal missing from our grid, our rows, and stuff like that. And so somebody comes, takes the thing, and they saw the whole thing. And because the person was very distinct, dyed hair, long hair, scruffy looking.
Way to out yourself.
with another
Could
person.
Could have been a disguise.
Oh, maybe.
I don't
stand
think so,
out, and then you blend in.
If you're going
just
to a
like, well,
show
you
to
know
do
what?
Your heist, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So then they just look for the person at the show. Boom, got him.
Crazy.
But this is a Grinch story.
Yes.
There were two other instances that this happened at the show.
Yes.
Wait. So it was multiple parties.
No. Okay. So that happened, and then the next day in the morning, somebody took another animal from somebody's table. That person got caught.
Like a separate person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then towards the end of the show, somebody successfully stole an animal.
Oh,
dude,
damn.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's They're the desperate. Holiday season.
They're desperate.
There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today. Now, we can talk about something happy. Let's talk about some of the animals that we want in our stockings. What do we want to unwrap?
Our Christmas lists.
Yes.
Oh, frick. I don't know, honestly.
Frick,
I would
man.
Like to pair up my animals. I would like to get more of the... Like, I would like to get a female white-lipped python. I'd like to get a female bull snake. I would you know what? Probably at the top, when I'm like, oh, I would really want one of these, would be a Florida pine snake. Beautiful animals. I don't want any morphs, though. That's the problem. I don't want any morphs. I want natural Florida beauty.
No makeup.
Because they're awesome. They're so cool.
They're very pretty.
They get very large. Just the white, blacks, sometimes pinks, reds. Okay. Oh, it's so nice.
Eric, so nice. What do you want in your fucking...
Very similar to Tino. I just want girlfriends for all my animals.
Oh, no. He just wants girlfriends.
Yeah. A female Puerto Rican boa.
Oh,
that'll be pretty sick.
That would be a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, basically. I'm going to need a... Who is the most common, like, Christmas actor?
Christmas actor?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis? He was in Die Hard.
That's not a Christmas
movie. That is a Christmas
movie,
100%.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that he delivers one to
Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Tim Allen.
Oh my
he was
God,
Santa.
You're right. I really hope Tim Allen knocks on my door with a Puerto Rican boa. It would be really nice to have the correct carpet that I need for the stuff that I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an Exantic Head for Snow male carpet python, that's
if you have an albino head Exantic.
Oh, that one.
Don't do this to me.
I'm fucking
going
to
get a whole bunch of freaking Exantic animals. Like, oh, I already have
a
these.
A male. That would be very nice.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I would also really, really like to... Yeah, I'm pretty.
Are there
good
no other
animals
you want to get into?
I mean, in the
it doesn't have to be with shit that you have now.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love the Chilobothers genus. I'd like to get almost everything in it. The Dominican
Dominican.
The Dominican red is very nice.
Fire.
Dominican
very
red what?
Mountain boa. The Dominican red mountain boa. I really like the the name is blanking, but it's silver. It's all silver. Jamaican
the
boas.
That's the Cuban.
Anguillifer. Cuban. No,
yep.
That's not the silver one.
Oh, it's not the silver one?
No.
My bad.
That's, it's actually, Conception River.
There you go.
Yeah, it's actually called the Conception River.
Okay. Heck yeah.
You know who he needs to talk to?
Who?
Crackerfield. You know what? Because they'll tell you that. I was on Facebook looking at Puerto Rican boas because I'm like, I really would like to get one for Eric. Not going to lie. I was like, this would be really nice. It would be like the biggest gift I could ever give him. But then I was looking on Facebook and they were like, you need to ask Tom Crackerfield. I'm like, no, no.
I'm sure I could find one. I'm just, it's not a really big priority.
What is your priority? It's the carpet. I would assume.
If I'm being
responsible. It should be, but it's not.
I mean, reptiles, I mean,
what's possible? You get a blank check. You get whatever you want.
Reptiles, oh, if I get a blank check, I am buying a
Camaro.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm trying to keep it on topic. I'd probably just get a nice big pond and just throw my turtles in there.
That's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have most of my dream turtles.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I don't have high standards. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing.
Diamondback terrapin, dude, at this point, people are like...
That is a blessing. I will say that. It's not an animal. It's an animal that's been on the list forever just because, oh, it's like the Ferrari that you never plan on getting. And then this guy, a fucking Ferrari dealer right here.
Hey, yo.
When they were legal, supposedly.
Not supposedly. Wait. They were. Oh, no, not they allegedly were, either. Yeah. They were legal.
I don't know what the fucking... They were legal at the time, and I was gifted one. So,
there you go.
Okay.
That was pretty sick. Other than that, it'll be like a fly river, like everybody else.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Well.
No, you're good. You go. At this point, I have wanted to get behind Diamond Carpet Python projects.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to get behind Mandarin Rat Snake projects. At this point, I'm like, you know what? Am I just going to grab those animals even though I don't really like them?
Why?
Just to
Why
breed do you want them and them? Sell them. Because more people should be having those animals. They're
Why?
Cool.
What makes them so cool?
With the diamond carpets?
No. I'm talking about the Mandarin.
Oh, the Mandarin rat snakes? They're fire because they're one of those ones that you don't need necessarily a lot of heat for.
It's a cold milk snake.
That's a plus. They're yellow and black, so that's a lot of color schemes that a lot of people like.
Damn.
They eat all the time. They're also rat snakes, so they do climb pretty well. I mean, like, they fit everything, and the only reason that they're better than for a lot of options for people is because they stay a little bit smaller, and they don't need as much heat. That's winning.
Okay.
That's winning to me.
Well... Talking about winning, everybody, you know, if you're watching this and you're like, where's Chuck? You got your Christmas wish. He's not here. We kicked him off the podcast. Fire. Merry Christmas.
There you go.
No, he's traveling right now, so he's not here, and Eric gets to take his place. All right.
Hi, guys.
My Christmas list. Should I start from, like, the bottom or the top? Or should I just name things?
You can
name
bottom. Things. Start from the bottom.
Okay, from the bottom, I'd say... A shed.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Same,
I want
same.
One of those too.
Okay. I want a shed for my animals with electricity, insulated, and air conditioning, and fucking a bathroom with plumbing.
Like a sink?
Yeah. No, an actual bathroom.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, so that way I could wash dishes there comfortably.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would be nice, but to get into the reptile stuff, okay, I can't do it from the bottom because the first thing I want to say is like an albino striped mud turtle.
Fire.
An albino razorback musk turtle.
Ugh,
those are up nasty. There. Diamond carpet
is that the
pythons.
One that's like all diamond white? Carpet pythons.
What?
The albino.
No. The one that you're thinking that's all white is the white map turtle, which is also on that list.
No. I know about that one, but there's a musk or mud that was all white. What was that? You showed me a picture.
It was a common, but it wasn't all white. It was like calico-ish, hypo-ish.
No,
that had
white. White. It was white. No.
I gotta look through my pictures.
Oh, it was white.
Melanistic blue tongue. Albino blue tongue.
Pied blue tongue.
Australia pied blue tongue. Somebody needs to figure out a way for it to get over here. I'm kidding. Now, what about... Is there anything that I haven't noticed that I haven't noted that you guys are like, dude, you talk about this?
Shinglebacks.
Oh, damn. Shinglebacks. Fire.
Shinglebacks.
Oh, you know what? What do you think should be on my list?
A male rhino iguana?
No, I don't want to breed aloe.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think should be on my list? You're like, you need a little bit of this in your life. Tino, don't say a rat snake.
Some Dominican reds.
Dominican reds would be fire.
Timor pythons.
More snakes. There's more outdoor snakes.
Yeah, you need more outdoor snakes.
I think that's the thing.
Dominican reds, those Timors would be nice outside. Hey, if you even wanted to dabble with water pythons.
I would get... Oh, olive python.
Get a water python instead, bro.
Olive python gets big. But they're ugly.
You guys are whack.
God.
They're not that cool.
I like the Ohio
of
a lot you. Better.
Ohio
that was
me?
Very Ohio of you.
Whack. All right.
It's big.
Damn, that's fine. I did Ohio as fuck.
You Ohio'd the fuck out of that. You were given the choice of a much better snake, the water python. Same genus.
Genus rhymes
swims.
With penis.
Do some of the scrub pythons. Obviously not the ones that are banned.
No, but then that's complicated because fucking miscellaneous FWC officer is going to see that and be like, quick, actually, grab the bolt gun.
And then you sue him for mad money for your shed.
There you go.
Damn, we figured it out.
We got it. Yeah. We got the plan.
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description. So we covered our reptile show stuff. We covered some of the Christmas list stuff. Now, if we put a blanket over that and we're like, what would we want for the future of the hobby? I know that you guys were saying there's a lot of crested geckos at shows. There's a lot of ball pythons at shows. It's the whole thing we always talk about. But is there anything that you think should be on every reptile keeper's Christmas list? Like, hey, get some of this. This is also good. Let's push back some of the other stuff so this stuff could come forward.
UVB lamps. Can't get UVB.
I said just more curiosity. Don't cap out on the one species. Not that you can't. If that's what you like, that's what you like.
I think so. I actually had this conversation with you at one of the last reptile shows. I was like, okay, so I understand that ball pythons, crested geckos, corn snakes, those are also going to be top animals, 100%, always. But the point is, like, or my point was, or I guess the question was, if the animals, like, following them are really that far behind.
They're not.
And I don't think so. I don't think so. I think for the most part, if you want, like, a ball python, you have the skills to handle, or you've done the research, or the at least if you have already a ball python, you can do a lot more with different species of snakes.
It's literally just word of mouth. That is the only thing that stops people from getting different animals.
You think there's a toxicity with the hobby? Like, people are saying, like, oh, if you want a snake, you have to get a ball python. If you want a lizard, you have to get a crested gecko.
It's just like people who are very in it that know their way, they push their way onto others, not trying to, like, get people to, like, stay away from other stuff, but it's like, oh, this is it. You have to get this. You don't know how many people that have come in and talked about, like, they have a ball python at home and they only show their friend the ball pythons. Like, there's nothing else they can get. But it's like, you have a whole other world of animals.
Yeah.
I think, not in a bad way, but I think a ball python is a bad example because I don't think that there'll ever be a snake that tops that.
No, not tops, but not there are snakes it, like, right behind
you
it.
You have other options.
I don't think there's anything right behind it. I think that it's miles ahead.
No, I don't think so.
It's probably like a block away.
No.
Yeah.
No. A there's copper python no is snake. Not that different from a
no,
ball
no,
python.
No, that's not a good example.
There is no snake that is as readily produced, that is as affordable, that comes in the variety of colors. Of the
corn snakes?
That's because of the perpetuation of that mentality.
Corn snakes. King but snakes? The thing is, kink snakes bite everything. That's not a good pet.
It's the mentality. Ball pythons can bite. It's the mentality.
Ball pythons
mentality.
Can bite.
Everyone says ball pythons are the better pet, and so for that reason, nobody else gets anything else.
But because they are the
word of mouth.
Pet.
They are the better pet, but not by leagues ahead.
Yeah, by leagues ahead. Mm-mm. Because the thing is that if you have... We keep reptiles. Mm-hmm. If you have random... I've said this a million times. If you have random person that comes into the store that wants to buy an animal, they cannot handle the skinny little colubrid. They're like, it's moving around too much. Mm-hmm. It's moving... Even the big ones. I had a customer come buy an animal for me this week, and they were like, I want to get my daughters into snakes. The problem is that I have a corn snake.
You know what's an animal that's right behind it? But right behind ball pythons, and one thing really, really kills it? Hognose snakes.
What?
What really, really kills them is the fact that sometimes babies can't get onto pinkies. You have to work to put them on a pinky.
It's not right behind.
It's right behind.
I will not accept
it.
Because the availability is not there.
Because people are... ball pythons will always be more available because of the mentality. It's a self-fulfilling
thing. No, ball pythons
thing.
Are more readily available because they're the most prolific.
The mindset is self-fulfilling. It's like, oh, if we continue to perpetuate ball pythons are the best pet snake by leagues ahead, everyone will only have them. Everyone will continue to breed them. And it keeps, like, the pyramid scheme. It keeps it intact. It keeps the market intact.
It keeps,
everyone will want to
I'll
always
what,
do the ball pythons.
It keeps
and
the
no
reptile hobby in general.
Sure.
All right, buddy. But, okay, moving past the snakes.
I have another wish for the community.
Okay.
I wish there were more casual keepers. I think that would change things a lot.
What do you mean casual keeper?
Just people who just... have their pet and they're not super into reptiles. I think that'll really, really help because there's a lot of like people who are in it and it kills it for a lot of people. Like they'll come, I've friends that I have, like they've gone to a show with me. It's like these people, like they're like bad.
What do you mean?
Like it's like crazy stuff, you know?
Like they're obsessive with it.
They're obsessive with it and like the stigma. I'm not saying everybody's like that, but there is a lot of like, you know, messy and unkeptness in the reptile community, and I think that if we had some more like just casual
not
outreach,
reptile people going into reptiles
or not to go into the show but like having the pet, I think that'll really kind of help mend and like don't get it more welcoming. And I think we're getting there.
But don't you think that if those people got into the hobby and they were more avid, they could push the progression and the change? Because the thing is, if they were casual, they're not going to push anything.
I was going to unwish Eric's wish.
You gave me the reverse card.
The reverse card. I actually wish that people would be more into these things. I feel like when people are like, I want a pet snake, someone tells them, ball python. They're like, okay, I'll get a ball python. And then they just sit in there. And they're like, and I mean, good for them. They can have their snake. Nothing wrong with that. But like, that's it for them. They're like, all right, I got my pet snake. And they're not interested in learning anything about ball python.
I'm a walking contradiction, where they but come from. I still stand by what I said.
They're not interested in like learning about new species or anything. Like, it's just, this is, I got the thing that I wanted. It was just this. And it's like, aw, I wish you would. Because the thing is that reptiles and amphibians need help.
They do.
In the world, they do need a lot of help. All the large megafauna, all the furry, cuddly animals, they'll always get conservation money. Always. Dolphins and tigers, elephants, they'll never lose money. Ever.
Santa.
But more people need to be into reptiles and amphibians so that they can generate more for them.
Santa, hear me out. I wish that more people knew where their animals come from. I really do. Because it really does make me sad. It does make me sad sometimes when people ask for things that they need for their animal, and they don't remember what kind of animal they have.
Yes.
Well, you know what I wish for, Santa? I wish people remembered what their snake ate.
Yeah, that's that kind of stuff. It's like they come here last week, and I spend my hard-earned vocal cords because they're going in and out these last couple months. I'm doing better now. Teaching people what they need, what their animal is, what it eats, and all this stuff for them to still not retain any of the information. And that... makes
but
me
I
sad
think
a little
that's
bit,
because
but...
a lack of it's a lack of enthusiasm. It's a lack of
liking
the reptiles.
Enthusiasm is there, but it supersedes everything because they just I want the snake. It should still be that, but they should still be able to kind of have the breaks and realize what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because just this weekend we had that situation. Mm-hmm. There is somebody who came in, had bought a Savannah monitor. We gave him the whole fucking spiel about how this isn't for everybody. This isn't something that, you know, you can just put in a tank and it's nice.
Yeah.
Comes back like a couple days later and he's just out of it. And it's like, we told you so.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So back to the thing. What would we like to see better? So snakes, I won't accept anything but a ball python. mind you, I would like to see other animals. Don't get me wrong. I think that... there needs to be a little bit more regulation. Something that I do like specifically about the Reptilian Nation Expo. Mm-hmm. And mind you, it's not the same as your more common show that goes around the country because of availability. And this show only really comes out a couple times. And it's usually at a bigger venue. Is that they do vet a lot of the vendors. And they're like, okay, we can't have 80% ball python breeders.
Yeah,
we can
keep
be
it 50.
40-50% so that way other things can shine, because some other species do need to be brought to light. Mm-hmm. Is there anything like gecko that you think needs to be brought to light?
Yes, but it's not an animal that is realistically like consistent with often they're
like
available.
Like
knob tails, like the niche stuff that's still niche.
Okay, like if we're saying crested gecko, give me another thing that's not a crested gecko that you're like, check this out.
In the same price point, there's not really anything else, but if you can find Sarasenorums.
Sarasenorum is good. Chihuahuas are good.
I was going to say, like, the amount of...
Gargs, too.
The amount of crested geckos there are, you know, and the amount of people that are breeding them and stuff. Gargoyle geckos are not that far. It's like, you can do the same thing with this one. It's really not that different.
The thing is, with that whole island in general, like New Caledonia, it's just the same animal, but in different fonts.
My problem is the mentality. So, people, when you are like, I want a gecko, people say crested gecko, get a crested gecko, and they don't let you think and like do research to be like, well, a gargoyle gecko or a day gecko seem very similar. I think I'm gonna go with one of those options, but they're like, everyone's
in my
experience.
The thing is, the money is always what ends up making the decision. For someone who's never had an animal before, who doesn't really know the difference between a $20 crested gecko compared to a $100 gargoyle gecko, they're going to go for the $20 crested gecko because at that point, they just want a gecko.
So let's say leopard gecko, and don't say fat-tailed gecko.
Like a good alternative?
Yeah.
Pictus, dude. Get yourself some Pictus geckos.
And and they have variety and coloration.
Yes, and... there is, but I haven't really seen a lot of it anymore. So not many people working with it. So if you want to get into it,
Central American banded geckos. I was actually telling you, I was like,
that's pretty cool too.
I forget who they are, and I hate it. I don't want to say rainbow rank because that feels wrong. But the people that breed the rainbow boas and they do the morphs and
with
stuff.
With the calicos and stripes.
I don't like morphs too much. Not a big fan. But I do think that I like what they do because like they are focusing on specific... Like, they are specializing
on localities?
Yeah.
No, or well, morphs? They do Colombians and they do the Brazilians. I'm sure if they have access to other species, they're probably doing those too. But it's the point of like... being honed in, being a specialist, being like, yeah, I do this for this
and just
industry.
That.
Yeah. And just that.
But then what, mind you, I know what the difference is, but then it's just like, if somebody else is coming into this conversation, they're like, so you just said the same thing, but not ball pythons. Because ball python people do that.
Well, the problem would be this, is that it's not different. With ball pythons, it's not a specialization because they're not doing anything different. It's
some people do. Some people focus on exantics.
That's why I think like there should be specialists for ball pythons, 100%. And there should be people who are getting other species of pythons to do the same thing, to like kind of generalize the specification. But it's the perpetuation of if you want a snake, get the ball python, which then is the reason why we don't have a lot more rainbow boa specialists, blood python specialists, rat snake specialists. It's because it's like you want to make money doing reptiles. You're going to have to get into leopard geckos, ball pythons, and crested geckos.
Definitely not.
Because that's what everybody's buying.
Oh, I don't think anybody's making money.
En masse.
Yeah.
You have to get a fuck ton of leopard geckos to do anything. But regardless, they'll always
lizards,
sell.
What's like the most seen lizard at a reptile show?
The most seen lizard?
Yeah. Is a crested gecko.
No. Not like geckos.
Oh, like
just
lizard. Bearded dragons are popular. I mean,
don't say,
but I don't think they're that. They're not like.
I don't see them that often
they're
anymore.
They're not that often.
I've been seeing. That's.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm probably smoking dick, but I've been seeing a lot of them.
No.
Maybe it's because I always walk by the same tables.
I think it's because...
You know what else I'm not seeing a lot of, bro?
What?
Sulcata tortoises.
That's a good thing.
Hey,
it is.
I'm for that. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of them. I think it's because people are starting to wake up. People are like...
People are realizing.
This is actually not a good thing.
and the ones that we do see are like footballs.
Yep.
Yeah.
But see, that's another one. Everyone will tell you, oh, you want a pet tortoise? Get a sulcata. And it's like,
Nobody says that, though.
People did say that.
Yeah, and
people did say that. 1979. But if instead people were like, hey, get a Hermann's tortoise. Hey, get a marginated tortoise. Hey, get a, I want to say spider Egyptian tortoises, but they're not that available.
But if people were working
with them, amazing, perfect tortoises. You know, it's like,
Testudo's the perfect genus.
Yeah. That's
who's genus rhymes with penis.
It does.
Or the sliders. It's the same problems. In all of the groups of animals or groups of reptiles, there's the staple perfection.
There's
boy. Do not deviate from this.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover. All right. And what do we all need? We need supplies. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code reptileswith to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today.
You know what my first snake was?
Oh my God! Here we go.
I say this all the time. But it was a Vietnamese rat snake.
Gray.
Because I was like, you know what? I don't want a ball python. I don't. They didn't interest me. I didn't like the color scheme. I didn't like the attitude.
Because you were raised that way.
And yes. The people that showed me the reptile industry, herpetology, it's this passion for reptiles. Yes, they were very rat snake leaning. But it's like. It wasn't. I was doing the research, and I'm like, this isn't that far for me to be like. I, as a beginner, should not have this animal. You know, I was like, I could still do it. I'm going to do the research. I'm going to be okay getting bit all the time. And that's going to be my thing. It's going to be good. It's the same thing. It's like, you don't necessarily have to do the same thing for a beginner animal. You can
get what you want,
and
just go into it and do it responsibly.
I will agree. There are some things that probably you shouldn't dive right into.
Like
without
what?
A lot of reason. A Cayman lizard is a big one.
True, yeah.
Asian water monitors, I think, is a big one.
In general?
Yeah, you have to... This requires a little bit more dedication to the thing. But rat snakes, other kinds of New Caledonian geckos, do it. It's not...
And I feel like a lot of like niche species get cut off because of how like general our care standards are. Mm-hmm. Like, people legit believe in, like, you need the two hides... You need this much space, and you need this wattage lamp. And the animals that can't fit into that, like, kind of, like, checklist,
equation.
They get left behind.
Yeah.
So, like, your rat snakes, that's an animal that doesn't really pertain to that little checklist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can see that.
All right. Do we have any final Christmas words, holiday words?
I wish for world peace and the end of famine. Mm. I wish kids were able to be in schools. I wish murder stopped. I don't know what the limit is on these wishes, so I'm just piling them on.
Okay, right. Eric, you got some wishes?
I do. I would like
a girlfriend. Hit him up in the DMs at Reptiverse.
That would be cool. Yeah. That would be cool to have. I want happiness.
Happiness.
Love the world.
All right, listen.
No more war.
We're cutting this a little short today. I know that we did this a couple weeks ago, also with the Split Oak stuff.
We got plans.
Yes. It's the holiday season.
Go be with your family.
You made it this far. Now get off of this app.
Get off your phone
and go spend time with your family. All right. This was the Reptiles with Podcast.